Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Ruby Soap Reviews. It's another beautiful Sunday. And we're here to talk Days of Our Lives. So, getting straight to the point, we're going to be talking about just basic things that have been going on in the show in the last week, some things that are going to be coming up, some speculation, and some fan opinions that I've gotten, and my opinions, of course. And first and foremost, I want to give you the guest call in if you decide that you want to give an opinion on something. 646-929-1538. And again, that guest call in is 646-929-1538. Okay, so it's been a busy week in Salem. We have seen Andre make his wonderful return, and Stefan is pretty spooked by that. And Adrian made some discoveries herself. And, well, there's just been a lot of different types of discoveries that we've had, especially the fact that we now know that the killer is Ben. So, I've said this a million different times, that I knew that it was probably Ben. And it turned out that it was. Now, I know that there's been word that not everything's been revealed. Well, isn't that always the case, though? We saw Ben at the apartment all by himself in the dark, just lit up enough that we can see everything. But he pulls out a box that has the ties and the rare flowers from the Demerara Gardens in a bag. And that's how they did it. Now, I know a lot of people were saying, oh, no, 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 there's more to it. You know, something's been said about, you know, the whole story unfolding more, that there's more to it, and that another killer will be revealed in November and all this other stuff. And I'm like, I don't really see how all that's going to fit together, but obviously they'll figure out a way, I guess. So that's been revealed. Ben is, well, it appears that way, he's the killer. So he's had his sights set on Marlena, and she was able to escape. And something kind of weird kind of happened. And I can understand why people have speculated about it. Marlena was laying in the hospital bed, and she opens her eyes and sees Daniel. It was the way that they presented Daniel to her, which was kind of weird. Now, his exit's going to be not related to the killer at all. So I don't really know how they're going to kill him off, but making Daniel bad would probably be a good choice. Now, I know that's out of character, and everybody always knows him as the white, you know, the white knight kind of thing, but I don't think that would be a good exit. Honestly, I think we need to figure out that he's this horrible human being that we all suspect he is anyway. So, the same thing if they killed Rafe. Like, he needs to be evil. Like, there's no need for him to go down, you know, with this amazing, like, Rocky Balboa speech about how, you know, everything was so wonderful, thank you, Adrian, and then that was it. And he just falls over and dies. No, it's like, that's not how he needs to go. He's going to go down as a villain, a really crappy villain, but he's going to go down. That's just my opinion. Kill off the people that you kill off, if they've been this holier-than-thou character forever, they need to be revealed as this piece of crap, and we've been fooled the entire time. And people like me are sitting back going, I knew the entire time he was a douchebag. Now, I don't know why nobody else did. I think that was kind of funny. So, anyway, moving on. So, Caroline sees Sean in the mirror. Okay. Now, this was pretty intense moment here. And, you know, she doesn't really have Alzheimer's. She has this neurological diminishing disease. And Victor and Bo are the only ones that ever knew about it. And Maggie's all messed up about the fact that Victor never told her any of that, which, I mean, I kind of understand why he didn't, you know, because you don't want to get people's hopes up about things like that. And I'm hoping, and they more than likely will, discover, you know, this cure for this so that she can move forward. But she's also been having these visions and these thoughts about Bo, and then it turns out everything that she thought about Bo was true. He was in trouble and still is. He almost escaped. He got his little chain out of the wall, but he got strapped down. That's it, Bo, you're out. I was kidding, he's not out yet. But that, I understand, you know, they have to, I just feel like, I don't feel like I'm watching modern day Days of Our Lives. I feel like they are trying to revert back to the 80s and how crazy it, that it was at that one point, and some of the insane stories that they wrote. And this, I mean, I just feel like I understand what they're doing. I understand that bringing veterans back, you know, it draws in the older audience and the people that have been watching for several decades. I get their attempt, but they're not doing very well. And the fact that they're killing off so many important people, the fact that we're fixing to lose Will and we're going to lose Daniel, and, you know, I think I'm more stuck on the fact that they're going to kill Will Horton. I mean, is anybody else just absolutely infuriated by that? That's Sammy Brady's son. Who killed that character, and why would you do that? To send him away. That is one of the most important characters. He's been so important since the day that he was discovered, you know, in her stomach, you know, kind of thing. So it's just really insane for me that they're going to take that leap. That's not a leap of faith. That's a leap of idiocy that they're doing that. And it's really upsetting fans. Like, Wilson fans are just torn up about it. And I completely get it. Listen, I've lost someone on Days of Our Lives. I understand your pain. We have a grief call center. You're more than welcome to call 1-800. I hate Days of Our Lives because they keep killing people that we care about. So they're going to do that. And that's the thing was that they were saying that Sammy may be returning for his death. I have a really big issue with that. I think that it needs, obviously, it will go beyond that because Sammy has some interactions with Andre, and I know people are saying that Andre, like, he crashes the funeral or something, so I wouldn't understand why he would take it that far. I mean, he's a villain, but that's taking it a little bit far. And I'm not really sure what they're going to be doing between the two of them. I'm going to be absolutely infuriated if it doesn't have something to do with EJ. I need to discover that he's alive. But we're not even going to get into that. So, moving on. Chad has been really on the run from the whole thing with the necktie killer. And they're trying to reenact back when EJ was trying to get away from the police because of the thing that was going on. I can't remember everything that went on. But Sammy defending EJ, that's basically what they're doing. Abigail's defending Chad, and they're trying to reenact that because they're trying to make us forget the fact that we don't have EJ anymore. Side note. It's the subliminal messages that I'm always going to leave in all of my shows. So he's on the run, and Marlena had said that she thought that she identified Chad as the one that was in her office. And now Rafe is still stuck with the fact that he doesn't think that there's enough to implement Chad and that pisses Justin off so bad. And he's turned into just such a jerk. I really hate what they've done to him. And Justin has had some interactions with Eve. I don't think they're going to take that anywhere, my opinion. But if they do, there's no shock. Eve is going through a whole lot right now. Paige's father has shown back up into town. And they, again, Cassie DePato just knocked it out of the park. You know, she and A. Martinez just absolutely knock it out of the park. Every single time that they have any type of interaction, here lately, I mean, Cassie DePato is amazing anyway, but it's like, you know, they've really utilized her well. You know, and although I've had several complaints about how they've wasted some talent, they have not wasted Cassie DePato. And that's why I am so disappointed in the fact that she's leaving. And so she's still going through the grieving process, that going through pictures and all that kind of stuff with Eduardo and discovering, and then Rafe discovering that Paige was his sister, and there's another loss. You know, that's two sisters now, man. You know, and his sister was in prison. And, I mean, Rafe has had it rough, I'm telling you. But he's so clouded by his judgment right now. Bad judgment. He's really just weird for me. And I know a lot of other people are like, but what about Bo? What about Hope? And what about all that? Well, they're not going to pursue it, which I think is ridiculous, but they're not going to. So this whole Rafe and Hope thing is just a thing of the future, I guess. It's just like when Rafe and Kate happened. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I love Kate. Lauren Pablo is freaking amazing. So it didn't bug me at all that they did that. So, I mean, overall, I wasn't disappointed at all when they did that. I thought it was really good. And that's a pretty hot sex scene. It was all right. But, if they ever put Rafe and Hope in bed together, I'm going to throw up. I'm just going to put that out there. That's why I'm hoping that Christy Clark will return. I just want Carrie and Rafe to be together. Why is it so much to ask? It's deep down in my heart, it's what I want. So, let's talk about Adrian. Like I said, in the beginning of the show, she makes a discovery. She thinks that she may have this gene that is a cancer-causing gene. And it was just so sad, you know, because that's real life right there. And she goes to Kayla about it, and she's like, I just want to be tested, you know. And Kayla says, you know, you've already had your mammogram kind of thing. And she says, no, I need to know. And that's really brave of her to do that. And, you know, it just kind of hits home for me because I've had breast cancer run in my family. So just a really sad episode. I wasn't really feeling that. I tried to look past it. Nice and arrogant, is he not? Showing up at the DeMiro mansion, he wasn't even going to show up. And, you know, Andre's there, and Andre's somebody, like, if he was in my face and Stefano was in my face telling me, get out of my house, you know, you're useless, worthless, whatever, get out, and you're like, you're sitting back watching this dude getting these two powerful men's faces saying, oh, well, maybe I just need to do this and maybe I need to do that. You're threatening somebody like that? That character needs to be killed, and I mean viciously killed, like beaten in an alleyway. That's what he needs. He is so arrogant. And I hate the fact that he's been using Hope this entire time. Was it a really good twist for the story? Yeah, it was pretty good. Because he fooled me. I mean, I really thought that he cared about her. But turns out he never did. Dun, dun, dun. So, now I want to talk about what's coming up. So, what do we got here? Oh, man. You know, I just really wish they would stop with the Eve hating Jim thing. It doesn't go anywhere. It just doesn't. I just absolutely hate it. And I hate the fact that we have to endure Paige's funeral next week. Thank God I'm going to be busy. I don't want to watch that. Brady and Teresa are kind of, they're warming up a little bit. We're not so hateful between those two, which makes me feel better. And I think that's one of the pairs that I'm just really hoping will develop better, because it just really depresses the crap out of me. It's just going to be a really depressing week. I can't lie to you. I really don't even want to be part of it. I'm kind of glad that I'm going to be busy next week. I don't want to tell everybody everything. Abigail's absolutely delusional. I don't know why she even second guesses Chad over Ben. Ben is a total psychopath. We're going to leave Salem. Why? Because I said so. Oh, okay. Let me go to my mother, and I'm going to tell her I'm leaving tomorrow. And my brother, who just lost his girlfriend, yeah, I'm going to abandon him, too. Girl, are you outside your head? I cannot even believe what they've done to her. I have never, ever liked Abigail, but I felt sorry for her. This is basically where I'm at with this character. I don't hate her. I'm in total shock by everything she does. She went from being this sweet kid, fair version of sweet, mind you, sweet virgin kid. And then the next minute, she is bouncing all over town like she's on one of those bouncy balls with a handle and getting pregnant. Man, they've killed that character. There's no going back. And I know they're going to try, but there's no going back. She will absolutely fall apart when she figures out that Ben's a psychopath, which she should already know that anyway. just by everything that he does. He wakes up in the morning and he's like, wow, that dude just breathed like that. He's so crazy. So, future tense, Chloe will be back. That's good. But the thing is, like, so many of these characters are not staying. Ava Fatale, I'm really excited about that. I'm excited about that. Who doesn't love a mafia princess, right? And then, of course, Anne Phillips will be in town by Christmas. Guys, I don't even feel like discussing it. I'm so disappointed. And this is something I want to talk about, man. This is the most important thing. When I look at how you guys feel, okay, sometimes, you know, I see people and they're like, oh, you know, Days is the best it's ever been. And then I think to myself, well, there has to be another side to this. And then some of you will say things that are totally on my level of how I'm feeling. And I can't retweet or favorite these tweets enough. And if I could go back and read some of your tweets. You know, I had a couple of you sent me some messages last night asking me my theory on the killer and things like that. And, I mean, of course, I have theories, but I don't invest a lot of time in those theories because, I mean, we pretty much know what's going to happen anyway, which they were saying, oh, well, no, there's more to it, the whole killer story. Well, yes and no. Let me see. This one tweet, man. It, like, totally just knocked it out of the park for me. I couldn't even tell you how much I love this tweet. That just totally, you'll basically say what I'm thinking is that they create all this hype and they create this idea that Days is going to just be at the peak of its success. And we're convinced for a minute and then it just crashes. I don't know why I'm not finding this tweet. Basically, it just basically said what I just said. But it was the way it was worded that I just went, oh, my God. Okay, here we go. Person will know who I'm talking about when they listen to the show. Grizzly are losing fan base after fan base. When their fabricated anniversary hype is over, Days ratings will collapse to all-time lows. Can we just talk about how absolutely freaking true that is? And it breaks my heart, like, deep down in the marrow of my bones. It just hurts. But it's so freaking true. And it just is true. It's they create this false hype, and it just really irritates me. Now, I can't sit here and say that there haven't been some things that I've enjoyed, but it's not enough. It's not enough. And here's another one. It's just phenomenal. Some of you people just absolutely blow my mind with the way that you word things. Watching some scenes on YouTube, and I'm in shock. Days' unrecognizable character assassination, top fan faves, and the best lines at hashtag crazy. Thank you. You have to think about it in the sense that people think that their opinions don't matter. When you people say things like that, don't think it goes unnoticed. Because, see, there have been times where I have said certain things that have been in a positive light and, you know, NBC has retweeted them or whatever the case may be. And there's some things I've said in the past, and even some of the stars have messaged me privately and they're like, oh, hey, you know, thanks, good day, or, oh, that was so funny, you know, it was a great way of putting that. We appreciate it. But you know that I have never seen them address the negative. I do, up to a point. I've seen some of the writing team. Melissa has expressed the fact she hates the fact that sometimes we don't like things and she can't do anything about it. And I understand that. And she really doesn't have that much. I mean, it's her job. She's being told what to do. And if you think for 1 minute that they don't see or hear you, oh, honey, you're insane. They do. Absolutely, they do. If they can see minimal things that we've said that are positive, they see the minimal and insane negative things that some of us have said. They do. And they know they're screwing up. That's why they keep telling us that there's going to be all these different surprises. And I mean, it's false hope. It's hype. It's just like one of those types of people that manipulate you. And they tell you things that they know will get you excited, but they just want you to be in a good mood today. So they say it. And they know it's not true. They know that it's completely false. But they say it anyway. That's what NBC, that's what Days does to us. Now, I know some people are just, they think that phenomenal right now. And in comparison to the other soaps, Young and the Restless fans are just mad. They're mad all the time. And it crushes me because I don't want them to be that upset, but they are. And I'm not seeing very happy General Hospital fans lately. I'm like, man, y'all are doing something wrong. Because there for a while, everybody was really excited about General Hospital, and then all of a sudden everybody was like, no. So, not that I watch those shows. Maybe I'm only seeing the negative, which the negative can overpower the positive. It's the fact. We know this. So, hopefully, even though that we're going to see some dark days, we're going to see some dark days ahead of us. Hopefully, everything will come out in the wash. It hasn't for you Jamie fans. I guarantee that. We just sit here and go, oh, you're going to back the bus over us again? Go ahead. That's fine. Ka-clunk. You know, it's just one of those things that we're just used to. And I think that other fan bases are starting to feel it, and they hate that. And I hate it for you. I know Wilson fans are just depressed. And if I could hug each and every one of you, I would. But I can't. All I can tell you is that I understand. All I can tell you is express yourself, voice your opinion. If you don't have a podcast, get one and tell people how you feel. That is honestly, you know, when I entered into the business, I didn't ever think that I would go full on into the business. I didn't think I would. And I thought that I would just be one of those people that just expressed an opinion. I do like the Nicole Arbour of soap operas. I would say everything that was offensive, and everybody would be like, she's absolutely insane. Let's talk about her with you. I thought I would be that type of person because I've always been super, super vocal, and a lot of you already know this, but I didn't think that I would stay in it. I didn't think that it would evolve into anything. And so I've learned a lot, and I've also learned that, you know, you have to take the good with the bad. And, you know, I talked about retiring a while back and not doing this anymore, but I'm like, that's not fair to you guys. Just because I didn't get my way, just because, you know, Ejami left the way they did, I'm supposed to just leave you guys behind. That's not cool. And over a while, a lot of the Ejamis were saying to me, why are you sticking around? And I saw it as a form of betrayal. So I'm sorry if you felt that way. But I said on Twitter, I said, you know what? I'm not somebody that I don't go surfing. When my ship goes down, I'm going down with it, you know. And I will always be Ejami. That will never change. And I'm very supportive of James and Allison as actors. You know, I've never sat around and watched anything on the Hallmark channel of hers. I didn't watch Love on Air. I didn't watch the, you know, Murder, She Begged. I didn't watch any of that. But that's just me. I mean, that doesn't mean that it wasn't good. It's just I don't particularly care for Hallmark at all. I'm not a fan of that channel. And anytime that it's on, I'm like, oh, no. I feel the movies may be awesome, but I think that it's just Hallmark just gives me just a really cheesy feeling. They just go overboard with a lot of things that they do. But then every once in a while, they produce some pretty cool stuff. So I'm sure I'll get around, you know, and watch them, but I just haven't. I've been so busy with my life outside that I haven't been able to dedicate a lot of my energy to this. And I just have to remember, this is home, this is where I want to be, and I will always be here. As long as Days of Our Lives are around, I will be here. That's all I've got to say about it. So next Sunday, listen, I'm going to be in a really cool location, and it's going to be amazing, and I can't wait to go live from that location. I'm not going to say over the air with this. I want to surprise you. And hopefully, I think that I said last week I was hoping that this week would be good, and it was. It was a fantastic week on days. It really was. I'm hoping that this whole development with Andre really continues, because that's my favorite part right now. And so next week we'll talk, Dave. I won't be able to watch anything, but I can read and kind of keep up with you guys. But I'll be traveling all week, so I won't be able to watch. But I'll still be able to talk about it on Sunday. So if you haven't followed us on Twitter, that's not very nice of you. 3 weeks up reviews on Twitter, and I'll follow you back. I always follow people back because I always want to stay in contact with you guys. Add me on Facebook. Let's chat. And some of you have been awesome about that. And I really appreciate the support that you guys have shown for the show. And I know that sometimes you guys will reach out to me, and I won't get back to you until like 2 days later. I won't get back to you at all. It's like totally not personal. I'm probably just insanely busy with something else. And I know a couple of you have messaged me and said, oh, I'm really sorry I'm bothering you. You're not bothering me at all. I actually really appreciate it. So always feel free to message me. Don't ever hesitate, because I love talking to you guys about what's coming up and what's going on. So I will see you next Sunday, and we'll talk days again. And hopefully we'll have some more awesome news to talk about. Not that I have the best news in the world to talk about this week, but we will next week, I'm sure. And while I'm on the road, you know, if any of you are in the selected cities that I discuss, I would like to meet you if at all possible. I don't know if you have asked me about it, and I'm going to list the cities that we'll be going through. So I love you guys, and I'll see you next Sunday at the regular time, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.